This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live on the campus of the University of Mary. I'm not sure there is a campus with a better view in all of North Dakota. All right? I'm not sure there is. It is a beautiful, beautiful place. And in addition to being a beautiful place, as in the beauty that's all around here, is the beauty of the souls that just shine when you walk the campus of the University of Mary. It was fun to hear Charlie talk about these, like, what in the world? 24/7 dining. I'm like, yeah, well, try the Nephila soup. I don't know what Nephila soup is, but if it's served here, I want it. So we're going to get him acclimated on a good, you know, German delicacy before he leaves here, for crying out loud. But he was just gushing about the campus, and for good reason. If you've not been to the University of Mary lately, you haven't been here. So love to see you be part of this wonderful place, led by the great Monsignor James Shea, who will join us in a moment, along with a top lieutenant, although they don't call him a lieutenant, I think they call him Senior VP, Jerome Richter, with us today on the program from the University of Mary for the whole hour. Questions or comments? We're going to talk about commencement. We're going to talk about the last year. We're going to talk about what comes after commencement. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Our program this hour is brought to you by Newsmax. Newsmax is my new go-to news source. It's real news, real people. It's already the fourth highest cable news channel in America. So it's real news for real people. And right now, you can't turn on a news channel, any news channel. Grab a newspaper, listen to a radio newscast, and not hear stories about a police officer down. It is just awful. And it's shocking, but it's true. I mean, and here's the stats. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. And the response to that from government leaders is to defund the police, to strip law enforcement of legal protections, and to battle a woke culture. So that's a dangerous time for all of us. And a fellow by the name of Greg Kelly is fighting back. He's on every night, 6 o'clock on Newsmax. And all this week on Newsmax TV, you're going to watch Greg Kelly's Cops Under Fire, where Greg exposes the real threat to the police and to you. That's why I watch Newsmax TV. I like it. They stand up for our brave men and women. Cops Under Fire, Greg Kelly, tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. But one of the biggest in the country that they're not on is Midco. Call Midco. Tell them, hey, if I don't get it, I want it. And if I don't get it, I have no choice but to go somewhere else, right? Cable One, same thing. Or you can get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs. Roku, Pluto, Zumo, YouTube. Millions have already downloaded it on Newsmax, the TV app, on their smartphones. And that's free. You can watch it anytime. Tell them Scott sent you. Monsignor Shea, nice to see you, sir. How are you?
It's good to see you, too. Scott, you know we've got the
National Hockey Tournament in town tonight.
I can't even believe I've not seen a UMary hockey game.
Isn't it something?
I need to.
Well, you're an old hockey guy.
I grew up with that in your
blood flow.
When I moved to North Dakota, I quickly realized this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never strapped on a pair of straight skates ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about the X's and O's of the game. I know a lot about the people of the game.
Mm.
And hockey players have a certain kind of character, dare I say, even better than wrestlers.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, now.
And wrestlers have some serious character when it comes to athletics. All my cousins were wrestlers. I wrestled. But I think hockey is even a cut above, Monsignor. So pretty cool. Tell us about that.
Well, it's amazing. You know, the ACHA decided that they were going to have their national tournament here. We were a community that was willing. Bismarck was a community. Mandan was a community that was willing to host a national championship tournament here. And so the Marauders, our hockey team, which is now in its third year. Of course, our first year, we weren't able to have postseason play, which is par for the course. Our second year, the national championships, which we were going to go to, we're going to play for those, they were canceled because of the pandemic. And so this is the first time that we've ever been in postseason play.
Wow.
The first night, we beat Davenport University. The second night, we beat Providence. The third night we beat North Carolina State. Last night we beat Liberty University, which is the premier evangelical university in the country.
I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around you, Mary, defeating Providence and Liberty, but, you know.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And then tonight,
it's the teams you beat, not the actual, you know, things they stand for. It's amazing.
For the championship tonight, we're playing Iowa State, which I think is a campus of 30,000 students.
Are you a hockey fan?
Well,
you
I'm like a hockey
game?
Fan now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is it better than wrestling? Jerome Rector is here.
Why do you got to make us fight?
Jerome,
come on now.
Jerome was a state championship wrestler, and like all of his brothers. I mean, it's an old tradition for them.
And he ended up at NDSU.
Mm-hmm.
We'll forgive him for that at some point. And did you wrestle at NDSU?
No.
You didn't?
No,
huh?
I didn't wrestle in college.
I'm thinking of Mike Armstrong.
Yep.
There's a guy that went up there and wrestled a little bit. Yeah. Well, it's good to see you both.
Well, great. Great to be here with you. Thanks.
So this is a busy time.
It's a busy time. This is the week of our commencement. And in fact, of course, we didn't have commencement last year. So we've got the class of 2020 and the class of 2021, both receiving their degrees this coming Saturday. More than 2,000 graduates between the two classes. That's undergraduates and graduates. My brother, Father Robert Shea, who was the chaplain until last year, now he's got a parish out in Dickinson, he's coming back to say the baccalaureate mass.
Oh.
And then our current chaplain, Father Dominic Bauck, is going to preach it. So we'll begin the day in worship. We'll have baccalaureate mass at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, because our chapel on campus, which only holds about 500, it just isn't big enough for two classes and their families. And then we'll have two commencement ceremonies at the Bismarck Event Center, one in the morning for the baccalaureate degrees for the undergraduate students from 2020 and 2021, and then one for the graduate degrees in the afternoon. All of the 2020 graduates will be given a special honor cord in Kelly Green. Green, as you know, is the it's the color of hope. It's what springtime means. It's when we get some rain here in answer to our prayers, that's what it's going to look like out here on our campus.
I like that. I did not know that.
Yeah. So we have the color of hope for our graduates. Vern Dosh, who's a dual alumnus of the University of Mary, will be receiving an honorary doctorate. Of course, the recently retired leader of NISC.
An amazing leader. An amazing, amazing
yes,
leader. And I met him through the University of Mary.
Right.
I actually count him among the top three real leaders in the state. You're on that list, too.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
So
and Clay Jenkinson, he heard me earlier. Clay said, I agree with you on Monsignor Shea. I'm curious who the other two is. So now Vern Dosh has been revealed to be on my top three, and Clay, you're going to have to guess on the third one. That's all I'm saying. It's not you, buddy. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, sorry I interrupted you.
No, so Vern Dosh is going to give the commencement address, and he'll receive an honorary doctorate. Then in the afternoon, Dr. Jody Roller and Dr. Mike Parker, both long-time professors in our physical therapy program, which was our first inaugural doctorate many years ago, 2006. We gave our first degrees, our doctoral degrees in physical therapy. They'll both be named Professor Emeriti, which is our highest rank, and then Jody Roller, who's Bob Martinson's wife, you know.
Yes.
Jody Roller is going to get
tireless. Public servant.
Right.
Bob
he
Martin.
Sure is.
He is.
He's an alumnus, too.
Absolutely.
Of the university. And so she'll give the afternoon address to the graduate students on joy. She's going to talk about joy.
Wow.
Which is something all of us need to hear about and think about quite a bit.
Commencement addresses, commencement ceremonies can be a little dry from time to time. And there's nothing dry about a University of Mary commencement, ever.
No.
Ever.
No.
I mean, it fills your bucket. It's just amazing.
Well, we do it really well,
yeah.
I think. First of all, we don't drag it out forever. We're conscious of the time. But in addition to that, we put enough good ceremony into it. A few years ago, we inaugurated a parting anthem at the very end, Lead Kindly Light, which is a beautiful poem by St. John Henry Newman, one of the great poems of the English language set to music. And it was written when he was very sick on a boat in the Mediterranean Sea, and he didn't know what would happen to him in his life. And so he wrote a poem to God saying, I used to have to see everything about my life before I would do anything, but now I just want to see the next step that I should take. Give me just enough light to see what I should do next. And that, I think, is a beautiful message for those who are commencing into the world. Of course, our graduates do a great job. They've got jobs, or they're going on to graduate school. They're very successful. But we want them, no matter what, not to depend upon their own talents and their own gifts. We want them to depend upon God and His grace and light in their lives.
Sir Henry Newman, what is the poem?
St. John Henry Newman, Lead Kindly Light.
Lead Kindly Light.
Lead Kindly Light.
Oh, my
gosh. I could sing it for you, but Jerome would be better.
Jerome, you want to sing it? We'll flip a coin.
No, I know how to wrestle.
That's right. He's going to wrestle that away. We're going to take a quick break here. If you have a question or comment for Monsignor Shea, for Jerome Rector, from the University of Mary, we're in the Lumen Vitae Center. The Lumen Vitae Center.
The light of life.
Speaking of light. Exactly right. And we're brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you research products to help prevent coronavirus and other airborne viruses, you're going to find the products that do the best job for the lowest price, commercially and residentially, come from H.A. Thompson & Sons. Simple as that. And what a time where we're all worried about every bug that might be out there, and this is easy install in your furnace. Call them 701-223-3393, H.A.T. & Sons.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo, and that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top-quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture, but only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do.
I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
live at the University of Mary today. And I'm with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. We're talking about commencement, all things that are happening here. And I think we, you know, gave you a good vision of what commencement will be in a few days. I want to talk a little bit about the last year.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk a little bit about what's ahead. Because everything has been different for the last year. You have 2020 graduates and 2021 graduates this year because 2020 couldn't be normal. So tell me how the University of Mary managed to do things very differently than any other education institution that I know of.
Well, let me say a word about that, Scott, and then I'll throw it over to Jerome, because we have had an amazing year here at the University of Mary. And it wasn't for lack of preparation. It wasn't for lack of prayer and hope. But we took lots of necessary precautions. But we also threw ourselves into the hands of God. And we said, we really believe in our mission. We believe in everything that we've been given to do here in service to students. And we're going to make sure that we put students and their well-being and their education at the very center of every single decision that we make. And that means that we're going to act from principles. We're not just going to sort of blow around wherever the wind is blowing. The wind is strong on this hill. And we get really resilient in the midst of it. And so we prayed a lot at the very beginning. We offered prayers for protection. And then we brought our students back cautiously, but well. We had in-person classes all year long. We didn't see a single major outbreak of COVID-19. We had, I think, 52 rooms set aside for quarantine or for isolation. I think at the height we had like 7 of them. And we did testing events, and we'd test, 800, 900 students. 1 or 2 would come back positive. And so it was this amazing thing all throughout. Now, the planning happened because at the very beginning, back in March of last year, I appointed Jerome Richter, who's sitting right next to us, as co-chair, along with a retired general who works for us in military student services. The two of them, General Anderson and Jerome Richter, co-chaired an emergency response team on our campus to look around every corner to get us prepared in every single way. And the sheer competence of Jerome and General Anderson and the people who worked with them really inspired a whole lot of confidence here among our students, faculty, and staff, such that we were able to weather the storm very well.
Careful with those words, because they're going to be used in the next salary review for those two, you know.
Yeah, right.
That was a glowing recommendation. Yeah.
Well, so I'd invite Jerome to say a little bit about some of the things that we did and how well it went.
Before he does, I want to say one thing that most impressed me, because it was a very, you know, it's easy to forget now, but you didn't know. None of us knew. You didn't know. You know, you were going with a million different people saying a million different things, and
yeah.
You didn't know who to believe.
Yeah.
And I called Jerome in the middle of it, and I said, what is the one thing you think is the best advice as it pertains to this? And I don't know if you remember this, but you said, you know, standing next to someone, nose to nose for more than, I forget, 15 minutes or something, that's going to be our principle. Let's avoid that. And picking that one thing like that, because so many people said, like, I have a mask, and I got a social distance, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. And really, it was like, almost became chaotic, where that was a guiding principle on campus, wasn't it, Jerome?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get to the particulars of that, but before I get to that exact social distancing policy which we put together, I want to thank Monsignor for his kindness, but also for his leadership, and for demanding that everything that we do is based on principle. And then taking one step back to what Monsignor said, that we put ourselves in the hands of God, but also to the poem that he was talking about, Lead Kindly Light. And part of that poem is to do the next thing well, trusting that the Lord's going to guide you. And we didn't know, as you said. We didn't know what was going on. And so we said, Lord, we are here out of care and concern for our students, for the mission that the sisters have given us. We are willing to do anything to make sure that these students receive the best education possible. And we know that that's in person. But at the same time, to be prudent and to be reasonable and to make sure that we're not being neglectful in any way. So therefore, over months, we put together the Return to Campus Guidelines, which we knew could stand, if you will, the test of time, that had, much like the state of North Dakota, a 5-level system. But one of the things that you mentioned is our social distancing policy, which was simply this, and it's pretty much basic sense now. If you cannot stay 6 feet apart, right? And you have to be in close quarters, then you need to wear a mask. But if as long as you're 6 feet apart and you're 6 feet apart, you know, in that time frame, then you're okay. And so everybody, and especially our students, said that's reasonable. And it also gives them the chance then to have a nudge towards choosing what is best. When they're in close quarters, our health science students, they have to wear masks. I mean, we've seen this for years and years and years, that we know that it does something, but at the same time, be reasonable that if they're walking across campus outside, you don't need to wear a mask because you're not within 6 feet of each other for a certain part of the time. And so those type of things have really given us the opportunity for the students to be prudent, to protect each other from this, and then at the same time to have a little bit of life. And we know how important community is to be able to engage each other.
You know, Scott, if I could, one of the great virtues of the way that we proceeded, and this comes because most of the vice presidents at the University of Mary, including the president, grew up on dairy farms. And so there was just a whole lot of common sense that went in. And I think what's happened in the midst of this, when things have gotten crazy, and when you've seen things spin out of control, it's when things don't make basic sense. Because human beings aren't dumb, and we shouldn't treat them as though they're dumb. And our students, they know when they're being asked to do something reasonable to protect themselves and others, and when they're not. And so, as a result, we wanted to encourage them. And I said this at the beginning. I think on a radio program early in the pandemic, I was saying this. I really resisted this call to tell our students safety first, safety first, safety first. Safety is important, but if we live in a world in which safety is first, safety is above care and concern for others, charity, doing one's duty, those kinds of things. And so I said, no, love is first. and the way that this whole pandemic played out from the beginning, we knew in the very early stages that young people of our college age weren't themselves at grave risk in general, but that they needed to do things to protect others who were. And that's pro-life. That's an act of love for others. And so we were really clear about that from the beginning, and our students really fell into line.
Well, it's a great guideline. It's a great model for everybody at every level to follow. More with Monsignor Shane Jerome Richter at the University of Mary coming up.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaug with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmouth, Jamestown, Dodge, Anamoose, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online-only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin asked the court to declare a mistrial, citing misconduct in closing arguments and ongoing comments from public officials they feel will influence the jury's decision.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
U.S. Representative Maxine Waters, the California Democrat, had joined protesters on Saturday and pressed for protests to escalate if Derek Chauvin was found not guilty. The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can tell Todd's doing the bumper music today. Kevin's off helping his son pick out a tux. I don't know if he has much fashion sense. I see the guy every day in a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, but hopefully.
When did he become the authority?
Yeah, right. But hopefully George gets a little better look with the old man helping him out today. I don't know, but good bumper music today, Todd. Thank you very much. All birthday people today. See, we can celebrate some birthdays.
We're on a
wow.
Theme here.
Yeah, blessed birthdays. We're the beginning of that journey of what God has planned for you. Happens on this earth. Love it, love it, love it. PetroServe USA is one of our fine sponsors. If you go to PetroServe USA, I'm going to guarantee you this thing. I'm going to guarantee you that you will receive a great meal, okay? A great meal. And you'll also get the lowest price fuel anywhere. And you're going to get a very competent staff. Very friendly people, smile on their face. That's hard to do when you operate convenience stores and gas stations, because finding the right employees are very challenging. I'm telling you, Clark Erickson and Kent Satrin, they do just an amazing job in running this company, and you actually own it because it's a co-op, so it really is amazing. Every Tuesday, Double Stamp Tuesday, get your Lucky 7 Club card stamped twice. If you don't know anything about that, ask them about that. Buy Pizza Corner Pizza 2 for $11. I only have a high school education and some continuing education with the help of University of Mary, but I'm pretty sure that's $5.50 per pizza. And when I'm talking about Pizza Corner, that's a good deal, okay? And home cooking with grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA, just tell them Scott sent you. All right, we're back with the University of Mary's president, James Patrick Shea. I think that's what Joe would tell me to call you. But President Shea is here, as well as Jerome Richter, and the president and the executive vice president with us today on the program. Before we talk a little bit about what comes after commencement, I want to talk about kids today. Because when I heard Jerome talking about, you know, what the leaders here did in the way of an emergency response with COVID, I thought, you know, most people I see even today, well out of any kind of danger. I mean, we have like 12 people in the hospital in the whole state, right? I mean, we really have a manageable situation, and the leaders in healthcare tell you, hey, we've got this. In fact, a great healthcare leader, Dr. Mike LeBeau, who's been in the trenches, who's saved lives, right? This guy has been there, done that. He's not some suit in an office. He is now, but he was informed by his time as a doctor. Now he's president of Bismarck's division of Sanford Health. He says, Scott, do you know what the most important thing to healthcare is right now? Opening the economy. We've got to open the economy. Full open. Full open. Because if we start a decline in our economy after the pain of the last year, we're going to be in some measure of peril. And if the economy isn't doing well, we're not going to be able to serve people healthcare-wise. Because people still are too afraid to go to walk-in clinics right now. They've been taught to be fearful. I think most of you who say that grew up on a dairy farm, they get this. I think most of the folks with a little bit of gray hair, they get this. I am amazed how many 30 and under are running around with three masks on, that get themselves tested 55 times, that are sort of self-absorbed. They're like just, you know, in their own little bubble. Do you see that, and what advice do you have for them for that?
Well, so, you know, as we were talking about before the break, we don't want to do anything to dissuade people from taking necessary precautions, from caring for their own health and the health of others. But on this campus continually, and this was one of the things that informed our response to the pandemic from the very beginning. So I was writing to students in this mode way back in March of 2020. One of the things that we emphasized again and again, and all the time, we're telling our students, get over yourself. Your life is not about you. It's your life, yes it is, but it's not about you. And unless you find a way to give your life away in love, you'll never find happiness, contentment, joy, or meaningful fulfillment in your life. So we're always telling them this. And so I didn't want to switch gears and say, no, I didn't mean that, what I've been telling you since freshman year. Get over yourself. Now, totally get into yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And safety first and all those things. Safety is important, but it needs to be put within the range of human responsibilities and duties that we have to ourselves, to others, and to God. And so in the midst of that, we told our students, this is a beautiful opportunity. It's a difficult moment for our culture, for our society, for our nation. It's a difficult moment on this campus, but it's also an opportunity for you to think very seriously about the meaning and gift of your life and to act in such a way that you can love others well. And so that, I think, and I think that as with every circumstance, every single circumstance in a person's life gives us an opportunity to respond in one way or another. We can respond by turning in upon ourselves. We can respond by living from a spirit of resentment or self-concern. Or we can respond to every circumstance, no matter how joyful, no matter how difficult, out of gratitude, saying, I need to use this opportunity and to use my life as a great sign in the midst of the world that love is worth it, that putting myself at the availability of the needs and concerns of others is really important, and it's the way that I find fulfillment.
We have a little statue in our house that came from St. Michael's Church in Grand Forks, and we're doing some different things, and my late father-in-law, Jerry Hammerlick, was able to secure it because he was a trustee, so it's in our house now, right? And when I come down from the bedroom to go to the main floor to leave every day, I see Mary there, and I just say, what would Mary do with whatever I find today? We're at the University of Mary. I mean, I think that gentleness, that love, I don't think Mary would be running around with five masks wrapped around her face, screaming at anybody that doesn't have one. I don't think that's a Mary look, right? And so I use that as a guide personally, and I ask our kids, you know, when they say, no, I was home at 11:30, Dad. I say, what would Mary say? You know, and then you get a good, honest answer. But Mary's a good guide, speaking of the University of Mary. Is she not?
She sure is. Well, of course, we always think about that passage from Luke's Gospel where an angel came to her and told her the truth about her life, that she was going to bear the Son of God. We always hold that up as an example because her life was available, and she said, be it done unto me according to your word. Mm-hmm. That availability, that generosity, that gratitude, which is necessary for us to respond well to the circumstances of our lives, we need it.
Jerome?
Well, I would simply say that she's the perfect example of trust. And if there's one thing in our world today that we need more of is trust. And we have to grab onto what is most trustworthy and to trust it. And sometimes that's hard for young people to seek out. And that's why Monsignor's message from freshman year on, every year to them, get over yourself.
I just love that.
seek those that are trustworthy. But he also takes it to the next level, which gets to the point of gratitude, which is, do you want to live out of a spirit of scarcity and woe is me, or do you want to live out of a spirit of abundance? Because even in this time that we've experienced, let's be honest, nobody's enjoyed this time. It's been unnerving, it's been anxious, it's been everything. But at the same time, it hasn't been without its blessings, and it hasn't been without its abundance. I mean, think of
family dinners were more prevalent. Yeah,
staying
home.
There's always an opportunity to be, as you've said, like Mary that says, hey, I trust. Be it done unto me according to thy will. And we, not to over-spiritualize that, need to do that every day in our job. Hey, I didn't sign up for being the co-chair of an emergency response team in a pandemic. But guess what? God's given me the ability and an incredible staff here at the University of Mary and an incredible students that I never heard any complaining. They understood that we care for them. Therefore, they trusted us enough that if they had a question, they asked it. And we answered a bunch of questions, but they didn't all of a sudden just start to pick it because they knew that we were caring for them.
Quickly, you've been in the classroom.
Yes.
You've been in the classroom.
Sure.
You've taught high school students. Now, obviously, you're shaping lives at the college level. Get over yourself can be an immediate wall comes up. You know, student to teacher, parent to child, get over yourself. I'm gone. My wall's up because that means I can't be about me and I want to be about me. How do you make sure that message is received well, and how have you experienced it being received?
Well, first off, you don't say it once and then just leave it alone. Students learn by example. And what we need is witnesses. And this, I'll transition to our athletic program. We have a strategic plan in athletics that is built on the idea of virtue. So our strategic plan is called Greatness Through Virtue. And you don't teach virtue by just saying, hey, get over yourself. You teach virtue by showing the example of how you get over yourself. What does a life look like lived in love? You know what I would throw in front of them? Sister Thomas Wilder.
Wow.
I would throw my mother in front of them. I would throw great people. I would throw Vern Dosch in front of them.
As examples, not physically.
Thank you, Monsignor. Okay. Yeah, Trump's getting a little out of control. The wrestler
well, this,
took over.
That's right. State champion wrestler throwing people around.
Yeah. Figuratively, literatively, we got it. Yep.
And it's from those examples that these young people can both be inspired and follow. We learn best by seeing it done in front of us. And that's why, by the grace of God, when I talked to the corporate faculty before they came back here in September, having been given examples and the principles that Monsignor set forth, I was able to say, we're not going to live in the extremes. We're not going to live way over here on the left. We're not going to live way over here on the right. We're going to live right down the middle, the via media, as St. Thomas Aquinas called it, which is the route of virtue.
That's, by the way, once again, not in a political sense.
No.
We're going to be moderate. Well, somebody's left or somebody's right. You're talking about just in general.
Yes.
Extremes are not here. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Our students experience it with relief because they've been told all their lives, you can be anything you want to be. Follow your passion. Follow your gut. Follow your own plan. And that seems to be a message of liberation, but in the end, it puts enormous pressure on an 18, 19-year-old to have to manufacture their life. We tell them instead, no, look, your life is not about you, and you have to learn the gift of how to receive your life, how to receive the meaning and purpose of your life, and then how to give it away. And students experience it with relief. It's a difficult message, but it's a needed one. And it's how real maturity and meaningful living happens in every human person's life.
But isn't that the toughest possible path to choose in the culture in which we now live, the woke culture?
Well, it's a difficult it's not what's in the air. It's not what's what you're seeing all around. But as a result, when you articulate that, the message of it comes out all the more clearer. And so I think some of the difficulties and dissonance in our culture make it easier for us to do our job of education here, because students know that the world isn't getting any better, any easier, any simpler.
There are so many distractions for, you know, our sons and daughters and students and so many things. What you guys are doing after election, after rather commencement here at the University of Mary, I think is so profound, this respite that you're going to be undertaking. I want to talk about that in a little bit. We don't have enough time to do it now, so let's talk about what comes after commencement when we come back. We're in the Lumen Vitae Center, University of Mary, on campus. We're brought to you by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. So many great leaders in Tioga, North Dakota. Kathy Nesset might be on my top three list of great leaders. There's another clue for you, Clay. It might be Kathy Nesset, Tioga, North Dakota, TiogaND.com. The education, the leadership. You know what? A great way of life. More after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Stacey Boster, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Boster, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Getting your vehicle in for service, sometimes could be a hassle, but not with a free service loaner at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Call ahead, and they'll have everything ready so you don't miss a beat. Schwann Buick GMC, 701-663-7484, 701-663-7484, and online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Snow has ended. For the time being, at least on the hill, the unbelievable aroma is coming from the Crow's Nest Shields Dining Campus Restaurant here. And I'm a bit distracted because I know there's Nephila soup in there, and I don't know what else I smell. I got a whiff of beef, something beef, which, you know, is like unbelievable. And what's that, Muncie?
Yeah, I was gonna say, did we lose Scott? I'm texting him right now. I don't know if he'll look at his phone. Lost you! Exclamation points. But the bottom line is, I know he's gonna hit the Nephila. I guess I missed the B thing, but there must have been something going on there. And the Lord does work in mysterious ways, and hopefully he's got an alternate means of letting us know the message at the University of Mary on What's in Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You just got a better shot of actually getting it on the show. Because if we don't have Scott, we don't have Scott.
I don't know what happened. There we go.
Yeah, we just lost power momentarily. Not sure what happened.
Really? Oh, wow.
I know you probably thought that I ran to the restaurant. And,
I figured it was the Nephla that was just calling and you couldn't resist.
Yeah. Our final segment with Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter, University of Mary. Let's talk about what comes next, guys. I think this idea of what you're doing after a very challenging year is beautiful. Talk about what your plan is.
Sure. So, you know, it's not easy to keep a campus open, as we did for in-person learning all through the year. Our faculty and staff at the University of Mary have done yeoman's work. It's been amazing. Jerome Richter, General Anderson, the emergency response team, but then every single person who teaches here, who works here, they've just done amazing, amazing work. And so I've been praying really hard about that. And I realize that as we make it to the end now, this coming Saturday, as we have commencement both for the class of 2020 and the class of 2021, that everybody is more than deserving of a little bit of rest and reflection. And so next week, we're going to close down the university and send everybody home. I said to our faculty and staff, I said, go home and don't think about the University of Mary. You've been thinking about our students with all your heart all through the year. Go home for a week and don't think about it. And in addition to that, we're going to shut down our email servers so that you can't be bothered. And because you know how it is. When you've got email and you're receiving email, you're on call 24/7. I want people to go home and hug their kids. I want them to go and relax and enjoy life for a little bit. I want them to take stock of the past year and come back to us at the beginning of May with their arms rolled up, ready for a new year. And so that's what we've decided to do. It's a little bit unconventional. You don't really hear about it, but we're going to shut down the university for 7 days.
It's not unconventional for a priest, right? I mean, you guys do this regularly or have a silent retreat or whatever, but it's very unusual for us, for all the, you know, everybody else. Jerome, this is pretty extraordinary. How do you do it? How are the logistics of that?
Well, in all honesty, it's actually a little bit more difficult than we anticipated, but it's the right thing to do. Monsignor came to us and said, this is what I believe we need to do. We talked through it. We talked to the trustees. Everybody supported it. And then we went into action. And here's the thing for all of you anxious people like me out there. It's not that you're not going to receive an email during that week and then show up to an inbox of 120,000 emails. Your inbox is going to be empty on the Monday that you come back. So we're being very proactive to make sure that everybody knows what we're doing, so the students, vendors, whoever it is, aren't sending emails that whole week. But even if they do, or the spam mail that comes, it's going to get shoved to the side. It's going to go into a junk box.
Well, and they'll, they'll get a response from me just saying, hey, everybody, thanks for writing. We love to hear from you at the University of Mary. I sent everybody home for the week. Yep. And so please write to them again when they get back to their desk on Monday.
Well, I love that. A great message and maybe contagious. Right.
Well, we're calling it a week of respite, and everybody needs a little bit of respite. And I want all of our listeners, too, to think about all that they've been through and about how they're going to take stock of it to get a little bit of spiritual space inside of their minds and their hearts to process all that's happened in the course of this past year.
How will this be enforced, Jerome?
What do you mean by enforced? I mean, like, well, are allowed or not?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, in my house, it'd say, hey, let's go phone free on Sunday, right? And then everybody starts sneaking the phone, and you're kind of, you know, is it obviously, you know, you got staff, you got students, and they're free to do what they do. We all have a free will, but this is a strong suggestion?
We're not going to be fussy about it. We've just engineered things such that people are free to go home. We want to empower them to be able to take some time away, and that's what we're doing. We're not going to be intrusive about it.
I sense from some of the students down below us here that they're already fired up for what comes after commencement.
They're getting ready for the championship hockey game
tonight,
where the University of Mary will defeat Iowa State.
And if that isn't full, if that arena
is not
full,
I think it's going to be.
It should be to the rafters.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
There's also a good chance that
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license, and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would you, your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16. Clark CDL drivers at 22. When we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
if somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.